Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. It's January 19th, 2024. This is Gigantic Pop with a quick hit. I wish we were here under better circumstances, but myself, Glenn Rubenstein, and Mr. Matt Morgan wanted to talk about this while it's breaking news. There's an update on Seth Rollins' injury that he sustained Monday night in his championship defense against Jinder Mahal on Raw. Fightful Select is reporting that Rollins sustained a torn MCL and a partially torn meniscus in that match. It is not known as of yet if he'll require surgery, though the hope is he can avoid it. We also aren't sure how WWE will play things on television or if the injury will be downplayed or embellished. Now, WrestleVotes has said that Rollins is expected to show up Monday night on Raw and address the situation. We are here now about 10 weeks out from WrestleMania, and I really wanted to talk to Matt Morgan about this because, Matt, on Tough Enough, you left because of a knee injury that at the time seemed like it was going to be awful and ended up being not as bad. So yeah. I'd love for you to talk a bit about your experience before we speculate on what this could mean for Seth.
Yeah. First of all, send out our speedy recoveries to Mr. Absolutely. Seth Rollins. He's had a banger of a year, one of the best of his career. Has been an absolute stalwart for that company and creating a championship title that a lot of people consider secondary. But when you watch his matches and his title defenses, it gives it so much damn credibility, and he was the right one to put it on when starting it up. With that said, I tore my – so when I was in the second season of Tough Enough, this is going back for you young kids watching, back in the day on MTV, the second season of Tough Enough, things were going great. I was learning as quick as I could, working my tail off, but I was definitely overweight. I was like around, 382 or something like that. That was a lot. I was really big. Long story short, my knee went out training on the beach one day. We were climbing up over this wall and you land in the sand. And my ankle went one way and my knee snapped the opposite way. Long story short, they made me, after having two doctors look at it, they basically said I can no longer continue in the competition because I had a torn ACL and that it would take, you know, a month or 2 months to recover. And you can't just have me sitting on the show and not competing, obviously, which made sense. I understood. It sucked. Thought my dream was over. I get home and, I see my ortho. My ortho tells me that I'm just going to need a knee scope. And I'm like, well, what is that? Because I didn't know what that was back then. And basically, I had torn my LCL and I want to say my PCL and partially my MCL, but not my ACL. So long story short, I needed my knee scoped. And I'm not saying that's not big. It is, but it's not as big as like reconstructive surgery or replacing your knee or something like that, obviously. Long story short, I was good, not good to go, but I was almost great to go 6 weeks later, where I eventually then had my WWE tryout. When they heard the news that my knee was going to be okay, they brought me back to have a tryout for WWE, developmental contract. Mm-hmm. And with really no wrestling experience. But my point of the story is, with Seth and what his injuries are, with the limited information we know, obviously, I'm hoping, I'm praying, fingers crossed for the guy, that it is something like that, where maybe he just gets his knee scoped, cleaned up, and can rehab it and hopefully work around it and then get some real rehab behind it so it's back to normal again. Because, like, he's on fire. He's on fire. Yeah. He's such an important cog in that machine right now. It's just not even funny. And the, you know, potential match versus Punk, everyone's looking forward to. You know, this might put that in question now, right? So I guess we all got to wait until Monday Night Raw, but I just wanted to share that experience of how the knee can work and how sometimes when they first give the initial diagnosis, sometimes it can be slightly better than what the original diagnosis was. Especially you've seen these crazy superhumans recovery time, like mm-hmm. Cena, when he had his I believe it was something in his neck, right? Neck surgery. His torn pectoral, he came back for. This dude come, not just John, but other guys, they come back quicker, usually more times than not. So just prayful that he's able to do the same.
Yeah, and remember, he did have that an injury that took him out in 2017 or late 2016, I believe, and then he came back, and it was a knee and leg injury, and he came back in 2017 on the road to Mania. I think it was a house show. I seem to recall, wasn't it Big Show or somebody he was doing a corner spot with, and something gave out, if I recall correctly. But he's had injuries before, and I remember the storyline at the time is he says his knee gave out because he was carrying the company on his back all this time.
Awesome.
So he worked it in. But Raj texted us, and Raj should be here in a moment, Matt. We might trade off because I know you got to run soon. But PW Insider suggesting he should be able to recover in 4 to 6 weeks.
Yes.
So I think
that's what I'm subscribing to too.
Yeah. I mean, look, we're hopeful. We don't want him to push it further. We don't want him to injure it. I think he and CM Punk also remember that if this is going to be okay sooner than later, CM Punk versus Seth Rollins, you're watching that feud for the promos. The match is going to be good, but the promos,
I agree, that's true,
are going to carry this. You know, they could just go in there and beat the crap out of each other with kendo sticks, and it could be a good enough payoff for everyone.
Seth also is like very similar to AJ Styles in this manner. He gives almost everybody their best match.
Yeah.
He's such a machine in there. He's so good. So I was looking forward to seeing him, you know, spotlight Punk a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think for Mania, you know, we're in an interesting time right now in WWE where with Mania, I mean, you could say that, oh, The Rock versus Roman, that's been building for years, but they really just gave us one shot of that. Punk versus Seth, that build started immediately when CM Punk returned at Survivor Series and Seth was out there flipping him off. Corey Graves had to hold him back because he wanted to attack the guy. You know, we hope that Seth is going to be okay with this. I think that it's so tough, though. We know Cora Jade just had an ACL injury that's taken her out now for good, you know, speculated the better part of a year. And it's a good reminder of what these wrestlers do in putting their bodies on the line in every match. You know, look, we love Jinder Mahal. We put him over wherever we can. It will be the weirdest, funniest bit of trivia that a championship match with Jinder Mahal on TV is what potentially sidelined this major, major match with Punk and Rollins. And I hope and pray that's not the case and that Rollins recovers from this quickly.
You and me both, brother. You and me both.
Yeah, I mean, so when you were working in the ring, did you ever have the knee injury resurface? Again? Yeah.
No, surprisingly. I always thought for sure if I had like a longer than 10-year career, which I did, that because of my height and my size, guys always have bad knees that are my knee usually, or hips or whatever, or back. Very blessed that my knees were always there, but you got to remember, I lost a lot of weight to get myself ripped up and cut because I was just like a big offense. I looked like an offensive lineman when I first started on Tough Enough.
I mean, it was funny when we started doing this podcast together because I remembered you from originally that, and I'd seen you over the years. But I mean, you go back and watch that 2002 season of Tough Enough, which, by the way, still I contest how they picked two women to win as opposed to a woman and a man, as was originally stated. But you go back and watch that, you look like a totally different person then. And when we talk about that, I mean, being 380, that's huge. But at the same time, also, I mean, non-kayfabe, you're like 6'8".
Non-kayfabe, 6'11", 3/4".
You could tell a man...
You see why you say so you see why you say 7 feet? No one's impressed with 6'11 3/4". That's so easy.
I know we're covering a serious topic. I just want to say when men measure any part of their body, it's very approximate, and then they round up just a little bit. But yeah, I'm you know, I always say a hair shy of 6 feet, I'm like 5'10 7/8". I get it, man. I get it. But look, I think, you know, Raj is 3 minutes out. He's going to hop on with the latest news. If you could just hang with us a minute here, Matt, until he gets here. But WWE, as you can imagine, you know, they're going to provide him with the best second, third opinions. They don't take chances on this stuff.
They don't. And they get, and remember, they get the best of the best as far as physicians go. So what's cool about that is also why you see recovery time, like always, not always, but more times than not, sped up as far as them coming back sooner than expected from injuries because they're able to have the best of the best working with these athletes and trying to get them back.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Jay's Gaming Corner people in the chat are saying, oh, Priest could cash in. I mean, I think if...
I love what he's doing, but do we... I don't know. He's a young talent. I don't want to crap on him because he's still on his uprise, right? I just don't see him at the same level yet.
Yeah, and
that's Punk and Rollins, that's all.
And Seth's well-being is first and foremost. If he has to sit this out, I mean, there's Drew, there's Cody, even. There's LA Knight. There are other people that CM Punk could face. We talked about the other night on the podcast, if they could make Stone Cold happen. Stone Cold CM Punk is a once-in-a-lifetime dream match that I think people would love to see. But with Rollins, it's like he has really held down that World Heavyweight Championship now. And look, I would argue that's a bigger title than whatever Roman's doing just because Roman ain't there. You could be like, oh, the scarcity of it makes it matter more. And I'm like, no, it almost feels honorary at this point.
Yeah, I see both sides of that argument, though, honestly, because when he is back, it does feel special, though. I believe it does. When he's back.
Yeah.
The problem is when he's not back and the rest of the storyline is playing itself out without him there, it hurts terribly bad. It's hard. I don't really like it, if I'm being honest.
And that was the problem with Cody losing at Mania, is that right now, in my opinion, there is no credible opponent for Roman Reigns where I think that they're going to beat Roman Reigns. I assume, unless he slips on a banana peel.
You think he's going to go for Hogan, like the next spot up on the record book for longest title reign?
And we talked about this before. People are like, well, Bruno has the real long, but that was the territory days. That is a different beast than Hogan, who has the national WWF longest reign title. I think Roman to beat that, I think would mean a lot. Raj is joining us from the
People wording it that way now, as far as national?
They're not. But I think that's an important distinction with Bruno. It's like Bruno was champ for like 10 years, but that was a different time. You know, the WWWF was a much different beast than having a national wrestling promotion on TV.
Yeah.
You know?
I got you. Why do we got Raj, this creeper? What's this creeper cam we got rocking here, Raj? What's up?
Raj, watch the road.
What's going on, brothers? Just got home.
Hey. Okay, Raj is home. He's not. He's not driving. He's walking. We're seeing the Geary.
Look at all that gold. You see all that gold in the doorway? Nice.
According to Lewis Reese, he's saying that Meltzer said Rock versus Cody versus Reigns is possible. Oh, that seems like the worst consolation prize for Cody though, because he's taking the pin in that match.
No, that's the match. Cody's winning it. That's the spoiler.
Okay, wait a second. Cody Rhodes, who could have beat Roman one-on-one, is going to defeat and pin either The Rock or Roman. I mean, dude, come on.
It's going to come to a very I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's going to come to, if this happens, it's going to come to like a very climatic spot where, again, Bloodline tries to get involved. Rock has a chance to go for the pinfall after getting rock bottom or something. Chooses not to do it, but instead to get rid of the bedlam being about to be started up by the Bloodline, screwing Cody over or The Rock. And Rock takes care of the Bloodline and Cody takes the pin. Rock gives him the nod for him to take the pin. Yeah, I do agree that it's like big brother, little brother crap, and that wouldn't be very cool, but still.
Yeah, it's like that. That makes who is the kid that teamed with Braun Strowman? That makes like Cody like Nicole in this match.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, here, little guy, you get your win at WrestleMania. Like,
I know it's not the best. I just need I just want him to come out of this with the title. That's it.
I know. I'm telling you, man, though, it's like I love Cody, but like Mania already feels so huge. I don't need the Cody cherry on top with everything else that we got going on. It's gonna be good, man. It's gonna be good. But Raj, you got your ear to the ground. People text you. You've been reading everything. You've been hearing everything. What are you hearing about the latest with Seth? I'm sure there'll be some repeats on what we said, but give us your perspective. Oh, we can, and of course we can't hear Raj.
Of course not.
Yes. The man,
hey, folks, please bust. Hang on, bust Roz's chops for his video not being as good as mine for once. Can everybody get in the chat and share that, please? Sorry,
you guys hear me now?
Now we got you.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm sure you guys discussed this, Matt. I've never had a knee injury before. I'm not sure how much more serious or less serious an ACL is than an MCL is from an ACL, but apparently
it is.
Like, it's not as bad.
It's not. It's not good, but it's not taken away from the injury, but it's nowhere near as bad if he tore his ACL.
Yeah. So, I mean, fingers crossed. It's weird. You know, I had tweeted about this just a little bit ago, but a month ago, how it seemed like WrestleMania was set, right? Like, it was Rock versus Cody and Seth versus CM Punk. And now it's just like, there's like a million different scenarios that people are throwing around. But, you know, hopefully, you know, we discussed this the other night. Hopefully Seth is okay. And, you know, because he hasn't been advertised last match main event at a WrestleMania. He did cash in, but as far as being the last match on the show where he was advertised, it's time, and him and CM Punk is that match. So hopefully it happens. If it doesn't, you know, that's just the worst timing.
Yeah, and currently Randy Orton's replacing him on house shows.
Yeah, and Matt, I'm sure you would agree, like, with his injury, you just keep him off the house shows until Mania, right?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
And like, Glenn brought up a great point. He's like, what's our main draw to that feud, by the way? Is it really the wrestling or is it the promos? It is the promos for me.
Yeah.
You know, I would actually, if I were WWE, here's what I would do. I would have Seth on TV in crutches the whole time. I would still have him there cutting promos and saying he's going to find a replacement opponent and then do a swerve and start beating the shit out of CM Punk with his crutches and saying, like, I'm cleared, bitch, and the match is on for Mania. Like, why not? In this era, everyone's talking about this. Everyone's concerned about this. Like, let's surprise people if he's good to go, you know?
Do you remember when Brett and Sean did this, when Brett was in the wheelchair and Sean super kicked him? you could do something like that with Punk and Seth. And, you know, there's a lot of ways you could go. I mean, Brett and Sean made it work. It's just unfortunate Brett wasn't able to get healthy in time, but you could do it. Just you got to have a plan B for sure for WWE.
Yeah, and he was back, as pointed out by Justin Lopez in the chat. Like, he had a really quick recovery time in 2017.
He did, yeah.
When he had that injury.
Yeah, but he missed that year's WrestleMania, right?
I don't think he did he? Well, no, I think he was back.
He was supposed to wrestle with Triple H, and I thought it didn't happen.
I know. You know, this is the problem with wrestling, folks. Everything blurs together after a while. Right.
It does.
Yeah, he did face Triple H.
Yeah. So he did make it back in time. So that could happen. Matt, I know you have a hard out if you need to bounce. We appreciate you being here and chiming in on this. It's crazy that you went through something similar. But I want to remind people on there on the spectrum, in addition to Cora Jade, Charlotte just recovered from her knee surgery. She's doing physical therapy, but Charlotte's not going to be back for a good long while after having surgery. So hopefully Seth doesn't need surgery and we hope him a swift recovery.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Real quick, Matt, remember the other day you talked about how there was an item in the Wrestling Observer newsletter where you were like, it was kind of like a no shit item.
Yes.
Isn't that what this, that The Rock is going to wrestle either Cody or The Rock, or it might be, I mean, or Cody or Roman, or it's going to be a three way. Isn't that the same exact thing?
It is, except for I didn't know about the potential of them having a three way, right? Didn't. In my head, it had to be two singles matches or just one. But that is pretty obvious. But if it's saying, like, you know, Rock versus Roman, does he also say Cody versus Rock in a singles at all? Or no, obviously, right? No. That would make no sense.
Okay. But those have been the four scenarios out there. It's Rock versus Cody. I mean, sorry, not Rock. Rock versus Roman. Cody versus Roman. A three-way or the two-night scenario that you had mentioned. Those are kind of like the, you know, kind of like, what else is there other than those four?
Groundbreaking.
Sunday, let's talk about Okada, because that's a new story. So
I can't wait. That's going to be a great one.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And we appreciate everyone tuning in. We want to do more of these quick hits just to react to news when it happens, connect with the community and talk about what's going on. Any other news or anything else? Raj, we just talked about what Fightful reported, what WrestleVotes reported, that Rollins is going to be on Raw Monday night. And I think that's all we know right now.
And PW Insider just, they kind of mentioned it. It looks like it'll be 4 to 6 weeks.
That's doable.
Yeah. So fingers crossed, you know, because he deserves it. Seth has been an MVP in a lot of ways.
Yes, he has.
No, absolutely. Okay. Well, thanks, everyone. We know SmackDown's starting soon. I'm sure they'll address the news of this and hype up Rollins appearing Monday night. And we'll be back Sunday at our usual time for a complete episode of Gigantic Pop. Matt's at BP Matt Morgan. Raj is at the Raj Geary. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. We'll see you back here next time on Gigantic Pop. Please like, share, subscribe, and thank you for tuning in.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.